introduced the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021. It's a measure to create new offices, at least for the next 10 years, at Homeland Security, the Justice Department, and the FBI to monitor, investigate, and prosecute cases of domestic terrorism.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Civil rights leaders are expressing concerns that the new law could backfire and hurt minority communities rather than targeting white supremacists and other hate groups. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value.
Well, hi, everybody. We get a little brief break in between storm systems for at least half of the weekend. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy this evening, then clearing in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 39. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow should be a nice Saturday. High temperature up to about 61. Then on Sunday, we'll be in the low 60s. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, with Monday's high in the middle 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen, this would be, I guess, the new Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer.
The House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Hey, it's okay, Chuck. Anybody can make a boner like that in front of all of America, you a-hole, you piece of turd. How do you really feel? It's happy hour for Friday. Goodbye to every afternoon.
And here they are.
So far, it's me and Rosie.
Please clap.
This is just too much fun. Thank Joey for saving it.
It will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
At the moment, maybe. What a dick. I mean...
Okay.
You can't make these people up. You know, our newly installed vice president last year when America was burning and people were dying and thousands of businesses were being destroyed said, this is a movement. We got to keep doing this. Has anybody seen that turn up on any media at all? She said it. So did a whole bunch of them. Maxine Waters. That's Nutsy Pelosi. All of them. Oh, this is important, you know. What's the difference? Why is that movement so special that they can cost so many lives, cause billions of dollars in damage, and really very few have been held accountable for any of it? Because most of it happened in places that don't believe in bail laws. I did a little... research on the impeachment clause in the Constitution. I don't think you can do this. I mean, legally, I don't think this is legal.
It's not.
And it could backfire big time. First of all, any Republican, we all know how Schmidt Romney's going to vote, right? He's done. But any Republican that approves this, as Liz Cheney has found out. She was censured by her party in her state, and she's going to be primaried. Well, the media is trying to scare everybody. Oh, they're all domestic terrorists. That's what they want to do. But not Antifa, who's back at work, by the way, you know, smashing and destroying property in Seattle and Portland, like, you know, because for them, it's not about Republican or Democrat. They just hate the country. And they do not want to be governed. And so far, based on the leadership from those two states, they haven't been. So, if they, and I guess Schiffhead and Nutsy, you know, doing the same somber walk with the article of impeachment for inciting a riot by telling 100 or whatever it was, whatever the crowd was, it was huge. Go to the Capitol and make your voices heard. I didn't hear him say break into the Capitol. I didn't see, he didn't say get into the chambers, or even as our former president did. Oh, Obama, get in their face! Oh, go to your neighbors, go to your family, go to your friends. Oh, get in their face! That wasn't inciting. So, we'll see. Trump's certainly no fool. If I were him, I would be trying to define the term inciting a riot and using every single one of those Congress critters who is cheering on the destruction in this country as examples. Define this. What does this mean, inciting? That's a possibility. And if they, I honestly believe this will not get sanctioned by the Senate. This is just an, they don't want Donald Trump to ever come back. And the thing is, in our history, you know, Jimmy Carter and his weakness and his, the pathetic way he led this country brought Ronald Reagan into the presidency. Those were 8 damn good years that I got the W-2 forms to prove it. I said the other day, on Inauguration Day, actually, I watched Ronald Reagan take the oath because I wanted to be sure he was going to be in there. You could feel the change when he took the oath of office. You knew things were going to get better. Your patriotism, you were no longer embarrassed to be an American. And it didn't hurt that all of our hostages just happened to be returned. You know, and there are still liberals to this day who will tell you that the hostages returning at Reagan's inauguration had nothing to do with him. It was Jimmy Carter's leadership. They'll believe anything. The tooth fairy brought him home. That would make almost as much sense. And, you know, the media in its scope at that time was no better to Ronald Reagan than they were to Donald Trump. They just didn't have this social media monster to provoke and then line up in their one-sidedness to prevent the exchange of opinions. They only want one opinion. So what they're going to have ultimately is one big one-opinion circle jerk. And you know what? The people that choose those platforms to advertise on are going to say, why am I wasting money on this? From a business standpoint, what's their new term that they love? Not community standards. It's something else. They've got a new term for everything. This one happens to cover the conservative movement. It's another one of their silly made up little things. And they're gonna drive everybody off. To what benefit for them as a business? I mean, the two of them, Facebook and Twitter, have already lost $60 billion, that's with a B, dollars in stock market value. And if I'm a shareholder, I didn't invest my money in that company to have them throw the president of the United States. I mean, if he was, and for what reason? What did he say that was so objectionable? Isn't it nice to know our guard troops who were blatantly used in this show of force in D.C. We'll teach you guys. See the barbed wire? See all these troops? You know, there's a video making the rounds. I think it was shot from Biden's motorcade. And it shows a good number of the guardsmen with their backs turned to the motorcade. And the explanation wasn't that they were turning their back on Biden, even though they had been horribly treated. In fact, Texas is bringing their guys home. Florida's bringing their guys home. For what? Well, why were they there in the first place? So they could, this show of force at what was easily the most poorly attended inauguration in American history, and would have been had there not been guard troops there, had there not been the insurrection on January 6th. Because the same man that couldn't get 12 people into 12 circles in a parking lot during the campaign certainly wasn't. I mean, where are these passionate Joe Biden voters and fans, these 80 million people, where are they? I don't see them. I haven't even had one call. Because the embarrassing truth is they installed, and they used that word. Remember that? When we install a new president, the deep state, and I forget where the source of the article, but it made perfect sense yesterday. The deep state did not expect him to win. Clearly, you look at the text between the two FBI lovebirds, Stroke and Page. Well, the odds are one in a million that he could win. And what did Hillary herself say? I'm surprised they won 100 million to one. She was such an appealing candidate, after all. They did not expect him to win. And so they have spent the last 4 years protecting their turf from a businessman who was not interested in becoming part of their club, as we call it, when we play that Carlin clip about the owners. That's all they care about. And to me, the only solution to this, because I'm hoping it doesn't have to be a revolution, is term limits. We have to make, as a country, we have to make it very unappealing to take a job for 10 years as a Congress critter or 12 years as a senator instead of these lifetime fiefdoms that they build. And with that, they build influence and lobbyists. And they get, you know, they're not interested in keeping the promises they made to you when they get there. They're interested in gaining more power within their party, within whichever chamber they belong to, and donors, so they can keep getting themselves reelected. Must be fun to put on a nice outfit every morning and get limoed to your job and enjoy all the media attention and cash a nice paycheck every couple of weeks. What's the salary? $179,000 now? They'll give themselves a raise. The Democrats are in, they always do. Until we change that, until we get term limits into the Constitution, and I don't want to grandfather anybody in either. If you've already exceeded whatever the constitutional term limit is set at, you're out. Problem is, the Grim Reaper hasn't done a very good job of catching up to some of these people who are even this installed president of ours wandering around. He has no idea what he's doing. He's just a sock puppet. But he did have a good first day. He managed to unemploy over 50,000 Americans with nice paying jobs by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, which in no way, shape, or form can they prove. Canada's pissed. There's, you know, did he violate a treaty by doing that? Or an agreement we were in? I mean, that's just an obscenity. These New Green Deal a-holes, they think we're ready to flip a switch and go to renewable energy. Obama tried it. He invested billions of our dollars into Solyndra. That's the name that jumps out. $10 billion. And it went bankrupt because it wasn't really there to create renewable energy. It was there to reward donors. And when it went belly up, oh, well, too bad. But they did give themselves nice bonuses on the way out. What is Miss Lindsay saying? Senate to receive Trump impeachment article Monday. Yeah. I think it becomes an opportunity for him to expose them for the incitement they created in this country all of last year. This president wanted peace. He offered guard troops for legitimate reasons in cities that were on fire, in parts of our country that were taken over by militant radical groups. Seattle. But it was called a movement, and that's okay. We all know what a movement is, don't we? If we're lucky, we make one twice a day. Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
I was going to open up with something different today, but it wasn't in my email as I expected.
Article of impeachment to the Senate.
We have this.
The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
All right. Yeah. He'll be the first president to ever be impeached for inciting an erection.
Bye-bye.
What, do we have anybody that wants to go on the air today? They just want to have private conversations. What's going on here?
No, somebody called to find out who won Sweet Creek. And somebody else called about...
Anybody want to call and talk about a topic or tell a story? Anybody? I'm looking at ratings that are really impressive, but right now it seems like everybody else has got better stuff to do.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Happy hour.
It's 3:20. Gulf States Mobility, an incredible company, and we were just talking about how poor... By the way, Donald Trump told the soldiers they could stay at his five-star hotel in D.C. since Congress stuck them in a parking garage with one or two porta-potties. That was it. Horrible. Inexcusable. Unacceptable. And the people that wear those uniforms and put themselves at risk oftentimes come home having left part of themselves, part of their life, on a battlefield on the other side of the world. When that happens and there's a recovery time involved, Gulf States Mobility is the company that steps in and does everything possible to accelerate that recovery, to re-empower and restore choices to the life of the individual. Yes, they have worked with thousands of our wounded heroes over the years throughout the river region and the southeastern United States, but also people who just got a terrible break. Our buddy Uncle Sam, who got blindsided by a speeding driver. And just, I mean, it was a split second. It could have been a horrible outcome. Things like that happen all the time, too. People falling off ladders, accidents around the house. And Gulf States Mobility does what they can to re-empower and restore choices to their life. Some people who are told they would have to be dependent on somebody to drive them for the rest of their life. Well, now they can drive themselves thanks to voice command technology vehicles that are equipped right there at their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Well, what do you know? The phone started ringing after my verbal spanking. And CJ, you're first. Welcome.
Greg, love the show. Great, brother.
Thank you.
Awesome. You always do such a great job. What I really want to say is I hope that your listeners, I hope they will reach out and stay in contact with our new representatives, Tommy Tuberville and
yes,
Barry Moore. You know, they're in there now. They're in the fire, so that, you know, you need to stay in touch with them before they get lost. And it takes effort on your part to do that, on everybody's part. Call their office, go meet them. If you have the means, meet them in Washington, you know, when this is available to do.
You know, that's a great idea, and I think maybe at some point next week, I want to reach out. I did not have anybody on during the campaign because I just didn't want to get into that. But I am very happy that Barry and Tommy are in office, that they stood up for us as they said they would do. And now we owe them. We owe them our thanks. We should be sending thank you cards. My buddy Jack called and said, why don't we start a campaign to send thank you cards to Donald Trump? It's a good idea.
Yeah. The same with Tommy and Barry. But more than thank you cards, make sure they remember what we want them to do.
Yes. We don't want it to get sucked into the swamp as others have.
Yeah, and I know there's a congressperson that that was sent there that I think was a really good person, but just didn't live up to what we were wanting them to do. And sometimes I wonder if we just do not make enough effort on our side to stay in contact and remind them, hey, we're paying taxes. This is what we want.
I agree. Thank you for a great call to start the afternoon off, CJ.
You got it.
And you hold me accountable on that. Ellis.
Yes, Greg, I would like you to pay homage to a great, not only a great American, great human being, Mr. Hank Aaron.
I'm going to do that. In fact, I intended to open the show with it, but the link I had was corrupted. So when I went to play it and set it up, I was going to open the show with that. And I plan to spend some time talking about him. Absolutely, not only an incredible athlete, an incredible human being. I had the privilege of hosting an event with him back in 1995. He was as gracious and humble and self-effacing as anybody, any celebrity I've ever met. And a piece of my heart passed away with him because he represents so many good things about America, even though he personally endured Jim Crow South and all that stuff. He went on to not only have an incredible career, to become a hero, and justifiably so, we throw that word around too recklessly sometimes, to build an incredible wealth for himself in spite of all those hurdles he faced early on. And that's why he didn't walk around like an angry man. You know, he rolled with the punches that life threw him, and I can't think of any American that did a better job not only surviving the punches, but building on them like he did. An absolutely amazing man. We can never say enough good words about him. And I got to see it up close and personal.
I grew up idolizing him. I loved watching him, man, I tell you. But like you said, he wasn't only just a great athlete. He was fine human
and being. And he had a good sense of humor. And when when I get into this a little bit later in the show, I hope you're still listening, I'm going to tell you a little story about what I said to him when we hosted that event. And he laughed. Okay. It's a good story.
I just wish there were more like him out there. You know, what we're seeing now with Biden and all these evil people, you know, the good ones are taken for a reason, Greg.
Yep.
And the evil ones are left here for a reason. Think about it.
Well, hopefully, in remembering him, we're going to readjust our expectations of others who didn't possess the class, the character that he did. And yeah. you would never hear Hank Aaron diss this country.
No. And even I wonder what he thought of.
Even though in the time he grew up in Mobile and went through the South in the minor leagues and even in Major League Baseball. He handled it, did not interfere. Success, you know, I forget how many. The total number of base hits he has is 22 miles in total feet ahead of anybody else that ever played the game. It's an amazing statistic.
Yeah, and to be in the deep South, he was just a fine human being. That's all I got to say.
I agree. And like you said,
he went through a lot.
He did.
But we're going to miss him. Great
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Wish there were more like God.
Thank you. And I don't know what's going on. Remember a few years ago, we had a lot of rock stars die. Tom Petty, Glenn Frey, all of that. With the Baseball Hall of Famers, they have lost 10 or 11 now since last spring. And they're already talking about canceling this year's induction ceremony for the second straight year. And I think they need to find a way to do it before we lose even more.
Yeah.
Hope.
Yes.
How are you?
Hi. First time caller.
All right. Hi. We love that. You get the big day.
I just started listening probably about a couple weeks ago. I found you. And I'm a truck driver. I drive dump truck around here. So
cool.
At one point, didn't you say you were like in Florida and some radio station?
Yes, I worked down there for the better part of 25 years.
Okay, I'm from Port Charlotte, so I know I've heard you before down there somewhere.
Yeah, you can hear me in Port Charlotte.
Okay, cool. I was wondering if you, I'm a TikTok-aholic. So I see a whole bunch of craziness on TikTok, but some stuff, you know, they were talking about this whole thing about the United States being a corporation or something, and that when they swore in Biden, he really isn't a president. I mean, do you know anything about all that craziness?
About Biden?
Well, it's about the United States is not, oh God, I'm brain dead. They said it's not a corporation, or it's a corporation or something, and that when Biden was sworn in, he really is not the president. And I'm like, huh? So
no, that's, I don't know where you heard that, but that is not true. He is the president.
Right. But they were saying something about, I don't know, something was signed a while back about
him leaving office?
Something having to do with the United States.
Nah, look, there was a lot of misinformation going on prior to not only the election but the inauguration.
Right.
Because we know the election was stolen. That to me is.
Oh, of course. Anybody with half a brain knows that.
Yeah. So I qualify in that half a brain thing there.
I think what they're referring to, Hope, is the fact that. There's a number of wealthy families and individuals that would be considered part of the deep state, and they're the ones that fund all these things like the Antifa, you know, the stuff that goes on.
Some of it wasn't even hidden. I mean, they were sending money to Minneapolis to bail out looters. I mean, how pathetic is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw all that. I mean, you know, it's just, as they say, money makes the world go around, and if you don't have it, you're screwed.
Well, look, I hope this is the beginning of a beautiful thing with you and me, that you'll call again and again, okay?
Well, okay, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, too.
Thanks, Hope.
Crawdad.
keeper of the dog frog, how art thou?
The dog frog.
Man, I can't get over the picture of the two boys. Those are just precious.
Oh, my doggies?
Yes.
Yeah, they're good boys.
You said Hershey is 14, 15 now?
He'll be 15 on March 15th.
That's just, it's, man, I hope he just does so well. He's a, what a little guy. What a little guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not, he's in very good health. He is still very spry, as dogs go, athletic. But I try to suck every moment of joy every day.
Absolutely.
I can.
Absolutely. And I asked you the other day, did you pick them or they pick you? And I think that the little souls of animals that live with us, there's more to that than we will ever understand what the Maker put in there, that these little creatures that love us so much.
They teach us the most important lessons in life.
Yes, they do.
Unconditional love,
which is number one. Mm-hmm. Unconditional love.
Faithfulness, hope, all of those things.
I don't know what I would do without my little friends that have come into my life and those little special souls that they are.
Yeah.
And Miss Rosie knows all about those you know, feline things. I like them too, okay, I guess. Listen, Greg, you got a piece. This is Request Friday, sort of, kind of, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. My request would be that piece that was done that's kind of a parody on The Devil Went Down to Georgia Looking for a Soul to Steal, except it's boats.
I got it.
Yeah, can we do that one?
I'm pulling it out now.
And one other thing, your previous caller, she needs to listen on Saturday to Terry's show. Call Terry and ask him about that information that she was hearing. I'm not going to go into great length on it, but the gist of it was that there's some that feel that the United States is not a democratic republic, but that is a giant corporation.
Well, that's really what's going on. Crawdad, I want to get T-Sphere on before the break.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling, and we'll play that request a little bit later. Here's T-Sphere.
And I promise not to rant. I'm still angry as I was the other day, but at least I've got some level of control over it. I want to copy CJ's, or the first gentleman you had on, I think his name was CJ, his statement of, we need to personally sit down, not type, but sit down and write thank you notes to President Trump, and then again to our representatives, so that they understand that we took the time out of our lives to specifically make our representatives understand how we feel. And there again, we wanted to make sure President Trump understood how much he means to us. They are still attempting to vilify this man, and he and his family does not deserve what is occurring right now. And he needs to know how much we appreciate him. I think it would help him quite a bit be able to weather this next storm. It's so obvious that politicians don't want anyone other than politicians playing them in their pool.
Well, he's got an opportunity to expose all of them, and
I hope
he can call his witnesses. He only has 2 weeks to get ready for it, but I hope he goes in with guns blazing. Thanks for the call. It is 3:33. We are wow. Thank you to everybody. I'm Lake Lady. I'm sorry I didn't get to you in that explosion of calls. It's feast or famine here in the afternoon. And as Crawdad mentioned, it is Request Friday. So if there's something you want to hear, 272-9228. Our thanks to Gulf States Mobility, who not only brings us to you Monday through Friday, but on Saturday morning as well. In fact, when we launched that, God, it's almost a year.
Yeah.
Two more months, it'll be a year. Which we did initially because there was so much COVID stuff to sort through. And then it kind of became a thing. And there's still so much COVID stuff to sort through. How about today? Amazon tells Biden, we will help facilitate distribution. Well, why didn't you make that offer while Trump was in the White House?
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine came out for distribution in early December.
Yeah.
So you wanted to wait until we had a Democrat in to get this life-saving vaccine out to people? Jeff Bezos, you're a piece of crap.
Okay.
But back to Gulf States Mobility. Noble people, based on a great business ethic, and that is we're going to fix everything. that was a principle and remains the principle MPB was founded on. But it was kind of a risky thing to do because there was some gamesmanship going on back then. Some places might get X number of dollars to fix a car, but the parts that the customer wouldn't see, well, just pocket that money. That happened. And Donnie wouldn't do it. And because it's not in his DNA to cheat anybody. He's about as honest and integrous a person as I've ever met in my whole life. And I've met some good folks. So when you bring your car to them, they're going to fix all the damage. Then once that part is done, the parts are in and painted and installed, they're going to try and restore your car as best they can to looking as good as new, maybe better. It's part of the service that you get from Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Rain is, I think, pretty much done for the afternoon, so hopefully the drive won't be too bad. Here's our first look at it with Skipper.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, it's Friday afternoon, and we are very busy all the way around the boulevard. We've got a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, Fairview Avenue, very busy right now. No accidents reported anywhere in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, or Montgomery, so buckle up, be safe out there. Let's keep it that way on the ride home, all right? Yeah, keep it here. We'll have more updates on the way. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting at a car dealership earlier this week. Authorities have charged 22-year-old DeWantis Groomster with assault, firing a gun at an occupied vehicle and firing into an unoccupied vehicle. It happened Monday at Capital Hyundai on Eastern Boulevard. Groomster is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. The state of Alabama is lowering flags to half-staff to honor Mobile native and baseball great Hank Aaron, who died today. Governor Kay Ivey expressed sympathy to relatives, friends, and family of the baseball legend. Hank Aaron was 86 years old. Alabama's unemployment rate for the month of December is at 3.9%. It is the lowest unemployment rate Alabama has seen since the pandemic began. Counties with the highest unemployment rates include Wilcox County at 10.6%, Lowndes County at 10.2%, and Perry County at 7.8%. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We get a little brief break in between storm systems for at least half of the weekend. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy this evening, then clearing in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 39. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow should be a nice Saturday. High temperature up to about 61. Then on Sunday, we'll be in the low 60s. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, with Monday's high in the middle 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents No Really? Wow!
A new study finds that making more money really does make people happier.
No!
Because when you have lots of money, you don't stress about paying your bills.
Really?
And having extra money to buy things that bring you joy makes you happy.
Wow!
Now we know whoever said money can't buy happiness didn't have either.
This has been No! Really? Wow!
Did you catch our conversation on that topic this morning?
I did. I'm trying to remember.
My story?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was important.
Yeah.
Because I went through the experience. And just, you know, unless you're mature and ready to handle it, all the money in the world is only going to make your life worse if you're not ready, prepared. Because I talked about my first day on the job at a station, I had a signing bonus, $25,000, one check. But it will always be the biggest payday of my life. And yet, I didn't feel right about it for a lot of different reasons. But that, you know, I look back at that now, and that reminds me of the work I needed to do to get where I'm at today. You know, today is great. I followed that up by saying 10 years later, when I self-sabotaged and blew all of it up, I was far more excited to see a generous tip at a table I was waiting on than that $25,000 check.
For the blower.
And I'm not kidding. That was the lesson I needed to learn in life. That was quite the... But you know what? It's exactly what I needed. And I could never do it again. Never do it again. When you're in that circumstance, when you're working day to day, hoping that the tips and that people leave you enough decent leftovers so you can fill a box and take it home and not have to buy something to eat so you can pay your child support and all that stuff, there's nowhere to go but up. So that's why you just one day, one step at a time. Yeah, that's the place I talk about with the matzo balls and the... Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Greetings, Comrade Budel. Greetings and salutations to you.
Everything great under new President Biden.
Yes, I give you new socialist Warhawk call. It goes like this. Okay. we had to distribute call to other birds who are not of warlike nature, so everyone will be equal. That's it.
I'm working on it.
Spread the news, comrade.
I will spread the news.
I got to share that. About spit my lunch out when I read this story saying that the new president
finally has a COVID plan. And I went and looked at it. It's the same thing President Trump was doing. How is it different?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. As long as you brought this up, let me interrupt.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. This just in from trendingpolitics.com. Biden says there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic for the next several months. This is the guy that was going to cure cancer and criticized all day long Trump. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, now he's in there. Oh, there's nothing we can do. What a...
Yep. Yeah, I think we're going to have some major buyer's remorse coming down the line, you know?
Well, you know, his approval ratings are already lower than Obama's and Trump's early on in office, yeah. So.
Hey, but he has a moon rock in the Oval Office. That's kind of cool, isn't it? No?
Yeah, no, but you know what he did do? I think he's got a bust of Cesar Chavez in there now. The idol they took the Churchill bust out. Poor Winston's been in and out. Trump put it back in after Obama took it out. Because he was...
goodness.
Yeah.
Does Cesar Chavez have a little beret on like Che Guevara? Or is it just, you know, you go and rub his head for luck?
I get all those revolutionaries confused. I don't know.
Well, comrade, soon we shall have lifting of all the dissidents. Heroes,
yes.
Of the socialist empire.
We'll purge. But, we'll purge
my,
them.
My
all.
Favorite, yeah, my favorite pet name for our President Biden is going to be Captain Malarkey, because we're just going to be getting it more and more every day. You know, he signed a mandate for masks in federal places, and he can't even wear one himself.
That was brought up, but Jen Psaki, the new press secretary, said, "Well, he's just got more important things to do." So, F you, America. That's another F you to the United States. Got to run. Thank you for the call, Master Thespian. And eventually, got to get to this Hank Aaron clip. There's some great things going on at Jack Ingram. Their entire family of dealerships. Today, I got a note myself about an upgrade event. If you are a previous purchaser, you should get in touch. Maybe you received the email, because they love upgrading people to newer vehicles with more features without changing the payment. They've done that for us three times. So I'm thinking about it, you know, but I love the car I have now. It's still got very low mileage on it. And I figured out all the bells and whistles and they change so quickly, and by the way, I also noticed that they said you can do this and have no payments for 3 months. That's appealing.
Yeah.
Goodbye to Christmas debt. Volkswagen with 0.9% financing for 60 months. That's less than a 1% loan on select Volkswagen models, which means every payment you send is going to put equity into that vehicle, and it'll build quickly. So when you go to trade, you're going to be in a plus-plus position on the car. And that's a nice place to be. I spent a few years of my life being upside down. And, it's something I just had to do, but no longer. Actually, my car payment on a 2019 Rogue right now is lower than the one I had 11 years ago on a Ford I had purchased. And they're about the same price vehicle. So this is the time to go see him. It's always time to love what you're driving. If you're not, may I recommend you stop by or visit jackingram.com and look at some of the incredible January specials they're featuring at all their stores. All right. Where's the Aaron clip? Let's see if I can get this to play. Hank Aaron passing away at the age of 86. He had a phenomenal life. He was a phenomenal man. And I had the opportunity to host an event with the Urban League in West Palm Beach. It's so funny. The Urban League had reached out to my radio station where I was doing a morning news talk show, kind of like what we're doing now. And they asked if they could, if somebody wanted to be the MC for this event they had. And I couldn't believe a couple of others had passed up the chance to introduce Hank Aaron. And I said, I'm there. Count me in. And I got to stand with him for about 20, 25 minutes, chit-chatting while the league was going through his mind. He was so patient. But I said, I'm going to tell you something, because as thrilled as I am to meet you, it also brings up some unpleasant memories. And as soon as I said, when I was a kid, I was a Cubs fan, and he just started laughing because he knew what I was going to tell him. I remember I saw him play many times at Wrigley Field, or as our former president says, whoa, Wrigley's Field. It's never Wrigley's Field. Anyway, I said it was a beautiful day. The Cubs were actually ahead in the game. I think it was they had a 4-2 lead. And so then you came up with two guys on base, and I just knew that doom was inevitable. And I said, you swung at a pitch, and it went almost vertical up in the air, and it looked like it was going to be a pop-out to the second baseman. But then as it became airborne, it was clearly going to pass the second baseman, so the right fielder would catch it, right? And the inning would be over, and the Cubs would be out of trouble. And I said, but the problem was that pop-up to second base just kept going like it had an engine. And it just landed softly in the right field bleachers, and the Braves had a 5-4 lead. He had the best batting averages against the toughest pitchers like Sandy Koufax and others, but he was so humble. So humble. Just a remarkable man who deserves, you know, the Hall of Fame in baseball's been kind of diluted. They should have an inner circle of the very best of the best. And there's a spot for him there. And that's nice. But in the Hall of People, Hall of Fame people, as human beings go, he belongs in that group too. He lived through those Jim Crow days. He knew what it was like to go to spring training in Florida and have to stay at a separate hotel than the white players. He went through all of that. He met all those challenges head on. He had such an amazing career. They talk about black type in any sport. When you look at the back of a baseball card or a basketball card or whatever, you look for the black type. How often did this person lead the league in a single season and over the course of a career? And Aaron owns that. He owns it. And he played extremely well right up to his last year in Milwaukee. I remember watching NBC that April night when he hit number 715. And this guy had to literally worry about the safety, not only his own, but of his family and loved ones, because there were threats made to him. I've seen those letters. Babe Ruth had the all-time home run record, and there were bad people that did not want him to break it. And it was such an important thing. NBC got it the night he was playing in LA. The commissioner of baseball, Bowie Kuhn, ordered him to play in Cincinnati to open the season because he didn't want the competition to be skewed so that if he hit the record, it would happen at home or wouldn't happen at home. Braves had a lot of tickets sold for those games, all sellouts. And in Cincinnati, he hit number 714 to tie. And that's it. Okay, that's it. We're going to go home and see if we can do it there in Atlanta. And NBC broadcast that game in early April, and it got a higher share than the World Series and other big competitive events that generally, you know, get those big numbers the networks like to sell. That's how important that was. And I asked him, if you could have had this done differently, would it have been easier for you to break the record at the end of the 73 season? Because he came so close. He finished with 713. he says, that certainly would have made things a lot easier for me, because then I had for, you know, until the next season started, deal with these threats and these, all that stuff. But it wasn't meant to be that way, and it worked out fine. And just to add one more thing, Barry Bonds technically hit more home runs than Hank Aaron over the course of his career. He's a phony and a fraud. He used steroids to hit ridiculous and obscene, just like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and all those guys who ruined baseball records with performance-enhancing drugs. Hank Aaron never did any of that. He just had the fastest wrists in baseball.
And he did it with such grace and such ease. He made it look effortless.
Yes. That's why I said, you know, I remember of many moments. He, you know, the crowd is cheering for the Cubs. He's up there completely unaffected because he was so focused.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, Rosie, I know it doesn't seem, I mean, we don't have a lot of baseball fans. I think there's 23 people listening right now that care about this story, but
there's more.
When he hit that home run I described, it was exactly as I described it. I thought the second baseman was going to catch it. Then it appeared to be going a little further. He did not hit monster home runs that traveled great distances, but the ball went over the fence.
Yeah, he got the job done.
Yeah, that's, I heard Christopher Russo say that today. I thought that's a brilliant way to put it, because he put so much backspin on the ball that it would cut through the air, always just far enough to kill the Cubs or anybody else that the Braves happen to be playing.
Yep.
So, from top to bottom, he is somebody that deserves to be remembered in a big way. And, you know, I remember I had my first apartment. I had a color television that belonged to me. And I had that game on that night. And here's something before I go to the break. So I watched him hit the home run that set the new record. So I tuned in to CBS and ABC to see if they would break into what they were doing with coverage of that event. And they did.
Yay.
That's how big it was, that breaking Babe Ruth's home run record was such an important thing that programming was interrupted. Of course, it was the top news story. And the one thing that I heard Hank Aaron say today, and this is from just December 8th, and it was kind of clear in this video that his health was starting to fail. In fact, he got a coronavirus vaccination 2 weeks ago. I don't know that there's a connection. But he said the best part of that moment was his mother being there. And he said, she put a hug on me that took me days to recover from because she grabbed me around the neck and almost broke it. She was so excited. That was the thing he remembered most, was his mom's reaction to that record-setting home run. If only more in the sports world could be like him. 358. Check in traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident in Prattville on Bass Pro Boulevard at Rocky Mountain Boulevard. That's going to be right up Bass Pro off Cobbs Ford near the entrance to Bass Pro Shops. Use caution there. Everywhere else, Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka, we got very busy traffic this afternoon. In Montgomery, a very busy boulevard around the city. Lots of congestion everywhere, including I-65 and 85 through downtown, but no accidents to pass along in the Montgomery area. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.